Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Bewerten is to rate or to evaluate. Bewerten, to rate or to evaluate. How would you say I rate? Ich bewerte. How would you say you evaluate? Du bewertest. How would you say you guys rate? Ihr bewertet. How would you say I rate the product? Ich bewerte das Produkt. How would you say I evaluate the situation? Ich bewerte die Situation. How would you say I evaluate the process? Ich bewerte den Prozess. Notice, den Prozess. Actually, it's der Prozess, the process. But bewerten, like almost all verbs with a prefix be in German. So bewerten is an accusative verb and it triggers accusative articles. And the masculine accusative article is den. So we say, ich bewerte den Prozess. How would you say, I rate the client? Ich bewerte den Kunden. Here the same, it's actually der Kunde, but we say, ich bewerte den Kunden. How would you say, how do you rate the product? Wie bewertest du das Produkt? You see, in German, we don't have this do you when we ask. We don't say, how do you rate? We say, how rate you the product? Wie bewertest du das Produkt? How would you say, how do you rate the client? Wie bewertest du den Kunden? How would you say, how do you rate the process? Wie bewertest du den Prozess? How would you say, how do you rate the situation? Wie bewertest du die Situation? How would you say, I evaluate the situation as follows. Ich bewerte die Situation folgendermaßen. So in German, as follows or in the following way, we can express it with one word, folgendermaßen. So folgendermaßen is as follows or in the following way. Ich bewerte die Situation folgendermaßen. I evaluate the situation in the following way. How would you say I evaluate the process in the following way? Ich bewerte den Prozess folgendermaßen. How would you say I rate the product as follows? Ich bewerte das Produkt folgendermaßen. How would you say, I evaluate the product different? Ich bewerte das Produkt anders. So anders is different. How would you say, I evaluate the situation different? Ich bewerte die Situation anders. How would you say, I evaluate the situation totally different? Ich bewerte die Situation vollkommen anders. So one way to express this, totally, Vollkommen. Totally different. Vollkommen anders. Ich bewerte den Prozess, ich bewerte die Situation vollkommen anders. I evaluate the situation totally different. I would say I evaluate the process totally different. Ich bewerte den Prozess vollkommen anders. How would you say I evaluate the product totally different? Ich bewerte das Produkt vollkommen anders. How would you say in the past I've evaluated? Ich habe bewertet. Bewertet is the participle. Ich habe bewertet. I have evaluated. Bewertet is an inseparable verb. The prefix be is most of the times inseparable. Well, I think it's almost always inseparable. So since it is inseparable, there's no GE for the participle. We just say bewertet. We have a T at the end. Ich habe bewertet. How would you say I have evaluated the situation? Ich habe die Situation bewertet. How would you say, I have evaluated the situation as follows. Ich habe die Situation folgendermaßen bewertet. You see, bewertet is here the second verb. Ich habe, haben, is here the first verb, the auxiliary verb haben. And the second verb, the participle is kicked to the very end. Whenever we have two verbs or two parts of verbs, the second one is kicked to the very end. Ich habe die Situation folgendermaßen bewertet. How would you say, I've evaluated the situation totally different? Ich habe die Situation ich habe die Situation vollkommen anders bewertet. Vollkommen anders, totally different. How would you say, I've evaluated the process totally different? Ich habe den Prozess vollkommen anders bewertet. How would you say, I rated the product totally different. Ich habe das Produkt vollkommen anders bewertet. Great! Next time we'll go through the verb reagieren, to react. Reagieren, to react. Like when you ask, how did he react? So, here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So, talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.